We're going to talk about a DNC staffer who was murdered, and the organization looked into the murder and discovered that it was something of a more professional hit. Or I don't know if professional is the right word, but Rachel Alexander, the senior editor at The Stream, is going to help us dig into this story. Rachel, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So it's not so much that it was a professional hit as much as it was an intentional killing, not a random act of violence, right?
Yeah, I mean, the report says it was an experienced killer.
Right.
So whoever shot him knew what they were doing. They knew how to clean up the crime scene, leave it sanitized so it couldn't be traced back to them later.
Well, take us through who this guy was. Seth Rich, he was a former Democratic National Committee staffer. And tell us why somebody would want to kill this guy and who he was.
Yeah, well, people think that he was the one who leaked the DNC's emails to WikiLeaks and that he was killed in retaliation for leaking those emails. And we've got all kinds of evidence that's popping up showing that, yeah, maybe he really could have been the one to leak them. And so people are very concerned about it because here he was shot in the back in the middle of the night last July, but none of his valuables were taken, and it didn't appear like it was a burglary gone bad, a robbery gone bad, like the police have been saying for the past year.
And who found it to be otherwise?
What it is a group of George Washington University graduate students and some forensic experts. They put together a team, and they used the New York PD's process for investigating murders, and they went and looked at every, piece of evidence that they could find, because, the D.C. police hasn't been very forthcoming at releasing a lot of stuff. And they're the ones who found this. They didn't think this is a robbery gone bad, and they think this is... I wouldn't say it a serial killer, but somebody who knew what he was doing. And they're also very concerned that they think the police might be impeding the investigation and withholding evidence that people need to see. Now, granted, the D.C. police don't like to turn over evidence, but they might have to because this group is suing the D.C. police to get some of this.
Are they alleging? I imagine the conspiracy theorists are going crazy over this because there's so much intrigue involved, and sort of the obfuscation of the process just adds the fuel to the paranoid, to the conspiracy theorists. But go ahead.
And it can, but it's getting really interesting. I've got another article that might come out as soon as today on how the Bernie Sanders people are also thinking there's something going on here. And they've got their own lawsuit that they filed against the DNC to get to the bottom of this. So it's not just like the right wing, We've got the left wing that really is concerned there's something going on here. Now, in this report, they did say they don't think that this involved him being shot over the WikiLeaks emails because otherwise there would have been poison in his body since it wasn't a clean kill. It didn't appear to kill him right away. So who knows what that means in the report? Maybe the report is just trying to say, hey, we're trying to distance ourselves from some of the, conspiracy theories.
What do you mean it wasn't a clean kill? And why is that an issue?
Well, if you really wanted to kill someone, why would you just put two bullets in them that did not fatally kill him? Apparently, when the police appeared on the scene, Seth Rich was able to talk to them. He didn't even realize he'd been shot, his father said. And they didn't even, make a big deal about rushing him to the hospital because they didn't think it was life-threatening injuries at that time.
Weird.
Oh, it just gets weirder. I mean, there's all kinds of people speculating that, somebody took him out at the hospital because then they realized, yeah, we really... Who knows what's going on? I've been trying to get to the bottom of it, and obviously this organization is trying to get to the bottom of it. But they've got, people they need to talk to at the hospital. And Jack Berkman, the GOP lawyer who's funding this team, he says he's got people at the hospital that he's going to talk to and find out further.
This is a...
is it bizarre?
Well, this is fuel for a lot of, the super right-wing conspiracy theory.
I know the conspiracy theorists are going nuts over this.
That segment of the internet really, really feeds on this story. Am I right?
Yeah, it does. But, I will say, and again, I just try to be objective and put the facts out there and let people decide for themselves. But I will say what's so weird is how, the DNC left is trying to shut down any investigation into this. I mean, when Sean Hannity, very reputable, influential conservative, started covering this a few weeks ago, the left went nuts trying to shut him down and stop him from discussing it on his show. And they got several of his advertisers to leave his show. So there is something weird going on. You'd think the left would want people to look into this
right,
and get to the bottom of it,
yeah,
right?
That is not a good look when you start trying to silence people.
What the
hell?
Yeah,
it's really disturbing. A lot of the Democrats on the Bernie Sanders people, they're afraid for their lives. One of the attorneys filed for a protective order with the court because he said that all kinds of them have been getting threats and anonymous phone calls. And so there's something funny going on.